Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, Paul, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. I met this girl online. You know, we were texting back and forth, and it was going pretty good. And then we decided to meet up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a date. It was great. You know, we got along real well. We talked about our jobs. And, you know, I was telling her how I started my own landscaping company. And
nice.
She's like, yeah. And she's like, you know, in the corporate world, and she's, you know, been doing real well. So after the date, you know, she asked me if I wanted to work on her yard because she had a bunch of problems with it. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Ooh, is that a signal? You know, work on my yard.
Yeah,
I'd like you to come over.
Yeah. She meant her yard. She meant what's between her legs. You're outside with mulch. And she's like,
God.
I'll take care of these bushes.
Stop it.
So, yeah, I went over there and I plowed her field for a while.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I bet you did.
All right. Oh, wait, you're still talking about the outside?
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, anyway, I mean, I did a huge amount of work on her yard. I hooked her up big time.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is like easily a $10,000 job. You know what I charged her?
How much?
I charged her absolutely nothing.
Okay. All right.
What?
Wow.
Charged her nothing. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I'm starting off. I can use her, like, house as a showcase.
Oh, okay. That's smart. Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, like our last text back and forth is me asking her what she thought, and she told me how amazing it looked and all this stuff. And now she hasn't returned any of my texts, and now she's blocked my number.
Oh, dude, she was using
you. Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know. I don't know if she was using me. She didn't know what I did before we even, you know, met or anything. So I don't know about that. But, you know, I just want to find out what the hell happened here.
Well, you were out there, you know, taking care of her her field. Were you wearing like a thong bikini and nothing else? Or I don't know.
No.
All right. Well, we'll give her a call for you next, Paul, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Cindy?
This is.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Cindy. So my name's Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. There's three of us on the phone. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's actually for a very good reason. Somebody gave us your number, and they wanted us to contact you on their behalf for something very good.
I don't really know if I have time for this, honestly.
I'll tell you very quickly. It's basically a guy who called us up. And he wanted to ask you out on a date. And if you say yes, we'll set up the entire date according to your schedule and wherever you'd like to go. So basically, if you're free on a Tuesday night and you want to go to a certain restaurant, you tell us. We'll set it up. We'll have the guy there. You guys could eat and drink for free. You know, and I'll tell you his name. It's not like you're not going to be surprised.
You're telling me that I'll know who the guy is.
Yeah. I'll tell you his name right now. Do you want me to just tell you his name?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so it's Paul.
That doesn't sound familiar to me. I don't know if I know a Paul.
Are you kidding me? You had me do a free job for you, and now you don't know who I am?
Wait, hold on. Wait, Cindy, Paul, hold on a second. Paul's on the phone. It's Paul who did your yard.
Are you f***ing serious?
Oh, am I serious? I did a huge job for you for free, and now you've blocked my phone and you won't call me back or anything. What's going on with that?
Okay, honestly, why don't you tell the full story? Because it's not that I just blocked you. I honest to God wish I never met you.
Oh.
You totally wrecked
Jesus.
My yard.
Jesus.
Yeah,
you wrecked the yard?
You completely destroyed my yard. You destroyed my shit. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, my yard looks like crap because of you.
Really? That's what you tested me that it was amazing. You told me it was amazing.
Wait, really? What did you do to her yard exactly? Like, what did you do?
Well, let's see. I rototilled parts of it. I mean, she's got a horrible yard, all right? It is the
it's the yard's
whole yard.
No.
You are.
No,
my yard looks fine
for
you.
The yard needs a shitload of work. And I started rototilling on the sides. I built up some shrubs around here. I put some.
Oh my God, that's such bullshit. You just poured the entire yard up and it looks like crap. It's ruined.
Oh, really? If it looked like crap, why did you tell me it looked amazing?
I didn't tell you it looked amazing. You asked me how my yard looked, and I sent you a thumbs up. Like, seriously, the entire thing is right. You know what it looks like? It looks so bad. It looks like when you put a pool in your yard, but there's no freaking pool. It's just a big hole.
What? Paul, did you finish the job?
No. Look, when you have this much to do, it's not like a one-day job. You know, obviously, I thought that I was going to keep maintaining this and start building it up for you. Right. But apparently, you know, I guess that's not going to happen. And, oh, you know what else? She turns around and goes on the internet and gives me a bad review.
I didn't think you were real.
Yes, she did. I have two reviews. One of them is yours. That's bullshit.
Wait, you have two reviews? How do you know that one of them's hers?
Because the other one is from my parents, the job that I did, and they can't even use a computer, so I left the review on myself, and I gave myself 5 stars, by the way.
So Cindy, you
oh, no.
You gave him a bad review after he did your yard for free?
Okay, it is not, first of all, it's not that serious, but yeah, okay, I left the review, but like, what he did looked nothing like the picture he showed me. Like, I would never have consented to him doing anything if it actually would have looked like what it turned out to look like. He showed me a picture and it didn't look anything like it.
You just listened to her just lie right to you a minute ago about how she didn't leave the review. And now she's saying she did leave the review.
Listen, we can fix this. There's a lot of miscommunication here. How about we pay for another date, okay? You guys go out for a nice meal. Maybe Paul goes back. He maintains or fixes whatever the problem is. And then you guys could, you know, have kids together. Get married, have kids, and be happy.
No, I'm not going on another date with this ass.
No, f*** that. I don't want to go on another date. I just wanted to get you on the phone so I can get the money that you owe me.
Oh, come on!
You refused to
pay. Wait, the $10,000 hole.
No way!
Yeah.
I'm not paying for anything. You ruined my yard. Yeah, I'm not going on a date with you. Well, I'm not paying you.
Okay, fine. I guess, well, then all your shrubs are going to look like bitch.
Oh, my God.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.